Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stance for week beginning Saturday, August the 27th, and the whole week ahead. Lovely, lovely energy around you now, and it's going to culminate in a solar eclipse in your sign, Virgo. Today is Venus and Jupiter in your sign. This is beautiful. This is loving, it is fortuitous, it is fortunate, it is fun, it is joyous. And all of those things are now spinning around you. Make the most of it. Do something that brings you enormous pleasure. Here's your Sunday stars. With yesterday's Venus-Jupiter aspect, there must be something happening over the next few days, if it didn't happen yesterday, that is all about a celebration. Was it a wedding? Was it falling in love? Was it making money? Was it a win? It can be all kinds of things, Virgo. But the end result here is a big smile across your face. And if it's not there now, it's coming soon. Here's your Monday stars. More joyousness, more the potential with your stars again is to find so much pleasure and happiness in the company of other people or wherever you go. Travel is beautifully connected with your stars now, whether you're away already or you're just going or you've just gone. But there is so much here now that is great for the expansive side of you. This is not the kind of energy that you need for sitting at home and waiting. It's about going out there and finding. Here's your Tuesday stars. Venus is going to leave your sign and move into Libra. So if there's anything you still need to do to your looks, to your image, to your appearance and the way you present yourself, then do it today. You know, it's not too late to get yourself a look to die for, because that's what these stars are all about. Doing something is going to bring out the very best in you and make you shine. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the moon's in Leo, and yesterday, more importantly, Mercury, your ruler, went backwards. Mercury went backwards in your sign, so over the next few weeks, take it easy. This is not a time to choose. This is not a time to decide. It's a time to go back over things in your life. Mercury's retrograde motion means communications can go rather haywire. So take your time, have a plan B, and don't rush into anything. And here's your Thursday stars. It's big, it's massive, it's huge, it's a solar eclipse in your sign. Read all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because this is life-changing. The next 6 months are going to bring changes into your world that you didn't even think was possible. It's out with the old and in with the new. It's one door shutting and another opening. And the important thing for you, Virgo, over the next 6 months, make those changes count and use them well. Here's your Friday stars. Hot on the heels of yesterday's solar eclipse in your sign, the sun is going to square Saturn, but also a nice Mercury-Jupiter. But Mercury is retrograde, don't forget. These are huge changes happening in your life, but don't get despondent, don't get depressed, and most importantly, don't try to keep things as they are. A status quo is there, but the status quo must go. Things are never going to be the same again, and come March next year, you'll know what I mean.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.